are you doing, bud?
He's grabbing the baby wipes. Those are for wiping down the counter, you fool.
Come on. I want to wipe my face.
Get out of there, bud. They're not napkins, okay? You want a napkin, use a napkin. These baby wipes are specific. You know those things, Phil? They wouldn't protect you from the seven dwarfs.
Well, what is so funny?
Well, what do you mean they wouldn't protect me from the seven dwarfs?
Meaning anything could get past them, Phil.
Anything could get past these baby wipes. Well, no doubt. I mean, look, man, I think the only wipes we got...
The only wipes we have...
The only wipes we've got that are, you know, the 99% Lysol.
Yes, we have the Lysol upstairs.
Yeah, we got the 99%... By the way, how are you guys doing sheltering in place and all that?
Well, we're fine. We're going to... We've rented houses here.
The crew folks, they're all living in houses here at the beach, so we're within a block of each other, and... we're quarantining. I guess we're not,
Well, where have you been, Phil? And
it's more like where you guys. You guys came in from the city.
God damn, Mr. Hank.
Yeah, where you been?
Well, do we look like the infected? Like we're something out of 28 weeks later? Holy Jesus.
Yeah, Phil. You know, what makes you so pure and sweet and... God damn.
I didn't say that. I'm just telling you. I live out here on the edge of the world, Jack. You cats are in town mixing and mingling, all that.
Yes, but the great unwashed... Get a load of you.
Yeah, Phil, sorry if we smell bad.
No. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, you do know what I'm talking about.
Yes, we do.
So we got Bobby and Karen Deauville. They'll be coming up.
Right, on the world famous. When did this promo end and the show start? I guess the show... When did the promo end and the show start?
When did the promo end and the show started?
Right. When did that happen?
I don't know.
On the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm General Galen Shaw.
And I'm Margaret Cray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard.
And it's Phil Hendry, and welcome to our netcast here for Monday. This is the 30th.
Yes, it's March the 30th, 2020.
And the world is still here, ladies and gentlemen.
It is. We're here, and we ain't going no place, man, as far as I can tell. We're out here at the El Pacifico, where our studio is. The crew is... renting houses. Now, Margaret, you and...
Frank and I have rented a home. I know, General.
Yeah, Patch and I've got it. We're using her sister's place down here in Hollywood Beach.
Where's her sister?
They're in Europe. You know, her husband, he works for the Army, and they're over in Germany.
Okay, and Bud?
I'm in Ojai, so I'm close by.
So you're in Ojai, so you're just commuting in, and Robert...
Yeah, I'm staying with Bud.
You're staying with Bud in Ojai?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's up in Ojai, but...
That's still a... That's not the easiest commute, is it?
No, it's like 20 minutes, man.
Not that far.
Are you guys in Ojai or are you in Minor Oaks?
Start telling everybody where I live and get all the fans and everything.
You're going to have all these creeps bothering him.
All these creeps bothering Anyway, welcome to the show, folks.
Something I want to bring up, folks, during the promo. I don't know if you heard it, but Phil was laughing about the fact that we've got these baby wipes here. Now, you can see...
Okay, Mark, why do you guys just stick them in my face?
Stick what in your face?
The baby wipes.
Talking about the baby wipes.
Oh, these baby... Bud.
Name's Bud.
I know that, Bud, but I like to call you Bub because it's a bit more familial, you know.
Well,
more familial.
Okay, Margaret, we heard you. Now you've just pulled five baby wipes out of this thing that I wanted to hold on to.
This, Phil, first of all, these are not antiseptic.
Yeah, Phil, you're not going to be wiping down... Like a surgical table with them.
No, but they're just, they've got some kind of clean, they're safe enough for a baby's ass, right?
Well, what is that supposed to mean?
In other words, you wipe a kid down with this, they're going to have some kind of antibacterial, won't they?
That's a good point.
That is a good point. I wouldn't use the, when I had Jason J. Delmonico, I used Excelsiors. Now, they're out of business, but the Excelsior was a delicate wipe. In fact, and I'll say this, and I don't want any comments, but I used them. As, you know...
Use them as what?
You know full well what I'm talking about.
You use them as wipe.
Yes, I did. Frank and I used the Excelsior... The Excelsior baby napkin was what it was called. It had a very delicate antibacterial. So I wiped down Jason J. And I went ahead and said... Phew.
Yeah, well, just go ahead and wipe yourself down.
You know what? All of a sudden, I don't like this conversation.
Well, Margaret, you brought it up. So you...
Frank and I wiped with... We wiped with Excelsior baby wipe.
Shit.
I'm telling you, man, this is going to be some kind of a show because...
Yeah, here we go. Because you got Dooley coming up.
Well, Bobby Dooley is out of line. Absolutely.
Well, Ms. Dooley is hanging on. There was a very bad scene.
Yeah. All right. Now, the bad scene took place at Bruner's, which is a market, a grocery store, I believe, where?
It's in the west, west of the States.
It's up near West Hills, yeah.
All right. Bruner's is a market. And Bobby and Bruner's, not Bruises. Oh, I'm sorry. Bobby Dooley and Karen Deauville. And you know Karen, she's one of our very loyal fans. She checks in from time to time, but she and her husband and brother-in-law are constantly on the road. They're constantly out there.
They're vacationing.
Well, they're retired.
Yeah, they're retired, and they do a lot of road trips.
All right, so Karen and her husband Larry and her brother-in-law Jerry, you know.
I mean, if you ask us to explain the setup, folks, just don't.
Yeah, we don't want to know.
Yeah. And I don't want to insult Karen or anything, but Karen Deauville is with her husband. As I said, she's with Larry and Larry Deauville and her brother-in-law, Jerry Bonson. And they're at where you guys are right now, Karen, sheltering in place in Cambria, California, correct?
Yes, that's right. And you know something I want to tell you? All the people listening right now?
Yes, Karen, how you doing?
Margaret, how are you? We get a big kick out of your show. We just really do.
Will you listen to Ms. Deauville?
Who's that?
It's Bud Dickman.
Oh, we've got the TV on. Larry, you got the TV, it's too loud.
Mr. Cadet?
Jerry wants to say hi, Phil.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Henry, everything you do makes us laugh and sing. And
that's enough. Turn it down. So anyway, Phil, we were at Bruner's, and I wanted to get my 2 cents in because I don't know if Bobby Dooley is going to be truthful about it or not.
We can't hear you, dear, when you whisper.
I
can hear her fine, okay?
All right, fine. You just go ahead and whisper then.
Margaret, I'm sorry.
But Margaret's got a point if you can speak up.
All right, is this better?
That's blowing my ears out. Just speak the way you normally speak, Karen.
All right, well, we were up at Bruner's, and it's a market over there in West Hills.
Where are you right now again?
We're sheltering in place.
Yeah, we're sheltering in place at
Cambria, right?
We're in Cambria, yeah. And Larry just came back from the front office, so we're sheltering in place at a motel in Cambria right now. But we were doing the coast of California. You know where we live, so we're in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Oh, you guys are from Arizona, okay.
Right. So we stop at this market, and I see a block of the Gouda. I see a block of Gouda cheese.
I love the Gouda.
Well, I was thinking maybe I'd make some Italian for the guys, but we saw a block of Gouda cheese. We take the phone.
What are you doing?
We just love your show.
Jerry, sit down. Larry, we have to restrain him sometimes.
You have to restrain your brother-in-law?
Yes.
All right, now, on the other line, just hold on, so I can't have any of those interruptions, all right?
Karen, don't get your brother-in-law in shape, because we're going to be talking, you know, with Bobby Dooley.
So what? You guys act as if she is God's gift to creation. You know, like her stuff doesn't smell, like you guys like to say.
Well, that is true, darling, but by the same token, we have to be able to hear her. She's going to come on here, Bud?
Yeah, Ms. Dooley. Okay. Bobby Dooley on line 4.
Bobby, how you doing?
Hi, Phil. It's Bobby and Steve.
And how's everything?
Well, first of all, we heard Karen Deauville. We heard Karen. Can I hear you?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Karen, just put her on hold. What happened?
What happened? So this woman's on the other line.
We've got this Karen Deauville on the other line, right?
Okay. Steve and I were at Bruner's, which is the grocery store. It's a high-end grocery store. Okay? So we go there, we shop an awful lot. And when we shop, we buy many of the high-end biscuits and crackers. And as you know, we are sheltering in place.
So if you're sheltering in place, but you're still going to the supermarket?
Well, yes, but you can go to the supermarket. You can still shelter in place.
All right, so you have to... It's not a supermarket, though, right?
No, it's a high-end grocery... It's a high-end boutique grocery. It has a lot of the boutique items, you know. You know, Margaret?
Yes, I understand.
All right, so I saw a large block of Gouda and another block of cheddar, and we need protein, and I went for it. And I saw this woman. She had a babushka on. She had a dress with sandals. She looked like she was... Excuse me for saying, look like Roan Hart and put it wet, you know?
Yeah, Jesus.
That's not necessary, okay, Bobby?
Well, that's... She did...
That's not necessary.
Well, she looked like she'd been...
They've been traveling, yes. The Deauvilles travel for laughs. I mean, they're on vacation.
For laughs. And my understanding is she's with a brother-in-law and a husband. What's that about?
Yeah, what is that about anyway? I mean, we demand answers.
Oh, Steve, why don't you just back off? I want to get the answer to this whole thing. Did you guys fight over this block of Gouda?
We I went for the Gouda. I saw it. And I said, that's protein for my husband, myself, and my three sons. That's enough protein to go a month. I must have it. And I reached for it. That's when this Dovell reached in, and she said, aren't you Bobby Dooley? She recognized me.
Let's get Karen up on the line now, and let's talk to Karen about this. Karen, we have on the line here Bobby Dooley. She said that you recognized her?
Yes, I did. Oh, absolutely, yes. Miss Dooley, I was very happy to see you. Okay, so you recognized me, and I said, hi, how are you? And when you recognized me, you still had your hand on the Gouda. I did, because you had said. And hold on for a minute, Jerry. I got the phone.
I want to talk to
you. I've got the phone. If that's the brother, is that the brother-in-law or something like that?
That's the brother-in-law. Just keep the brother-in-law away, Karen, if you don't mind.
He's backing off. And so, just let me just say, I recognized you, Miss Dooley. I love you from the show. And I said, that's the woman who isn't wiping. Am I right? Oh, my living God. You know...
Well, Bobby, you did announce that, didn't you? You went on Instagram and announced that.
Yes, I did. But to be recognized for that...
You recognize us because I don't wipe? What about many of the times, you know...
I'll do it, Steve. So, this... She told me that, though, Phil, in the store.
Oh, wait a minute. Karen, you told Bobby... I recognize you from the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, I said I recognize you. And I love what you do. Didn't I say that? Yes, you did. But then you followed up with... You're the people that don't wipe or bathe. And I was very hurt and put out by that. But it's true. You didn't, just as Mr. Henry said, you'd announce it. So I grabbed the Gouda, Mr. Henry, because I said it's going to block you. You know, how dare you say something like that?
But that's a good point, though, isn't it, Bobby? The fact that you're eating cheese?
My husband, myself, and my three sons, we need the protein. Yes, you need the protein. But you don't, you're not... You said that you are having, I don't know what it is.
Are you guys, you know, I hate to have to ask this question, Bobby. Are you guys now using the toilet paper?
Why would we use toilet paper when people are running out?
No one's running out of toilet paper, Miss Dooley.
Yeah, there is no shortage.
There's no shortage of toilet paper. The fact is people were just hoarding it. People are hoarding everything, Bobby, just like you're hoarding water.
We are not hoarding water. Oh, my God. Is she doing that? Excuse me, Karen. I'm talking to the people, I'm talking to Mr. Henry.
Hold on for a minute, Karen. Go ahead, Bobby.
We are hoarding the water to make sure we have enough. Then we hoarded the toilet paper, make sure we got enough wipe. But we don't want to use it until we desperately must. And the cheese is... This woman said, oh, the cheese will block you. You'll be stopped up. I forget what she said. I said, my husband, Larry, was there. Larry, what'd you say?
I told us the same as putting a plug in. You might as well go ahead and put the butt plug.
It was inappropriate, but it was very true. That's what the husband said. He said, you might as well shove a butt plug in. I was absolutely offended.
All right, that was over the line, Karen. And your husband, I would hope by now, knows it.
The woman, we knew her as the woman who doesn't wipe, that she doesn't bathe. She stinks to high heaven. She stinks on high. We said, you don't need the chi. I called it the chi. That's my, because I'll say to my husband, chi. Aisle 3. And Larry will know it's a block of cheese.
Can I talk now?
No, you cannot talk now, Jerry. You'll never be able to talk again. I don't want you to talk in a very vital conversation like this! Oh, my God.
All right, everybody calm the hell down, all right? I've got Bobby Dooley and Karen Dovell on the line. They had a confrontation at Bryson's, or what's the name of the market?
It's Bruner's Market. It's right around the corner from where we live.
Okay. Bruner's Market, where they battled over a block of Gouda cheese.
Yes, it was a block, Mr. Henry. And I grabbed the block of cheese. Okay, Mr. Henry's talking. He doesn't need you to explain it. Well, you know something, sister?
Wait a minute. Wait, Bobby's right. Karen, just a moment. So you guys saw a block of Gouda cheese. Karen Dovell recognized you right as the two of you went for the block of cheese, Bobby. And she said, you're the woman who doesn't wipe. I mean, you said so on Instagram, so don't be acting, you know. It is true.
All right, yes.
Well, all right, that's true, but God, see, it's one thing my wife says she not wipe. It's nothing.
Steve, would you shut your mouth? Steve, would you shut your mouth? Shut it, Steve, or I'll do something I regret for the rest of my life.
Oh, my God, what are you going to put in it? Don't even say.
Excuse me for a minute, Phil.
Don't you strike that man.
Never mind.
All right, so what happened?
What happened was... I go for the block of cheese. I told her I recognized her, and she...
Wait a minute, Karen. Let Bobby finish, okay?
I went for the block of cheese. I said, my husband and my three sons, we must have the cheese. We simply must. And that's when she said, but you don't wipe. which means you're not even going, you're not even defecating. Something really disgusting. I said, we most certainly do, we just don't wipe.
Why do we have to hear the details of this, Phil? I'm telling you, I'm going to get up and leave.
Oh, well, here's...
I agree with Margaret. You know, what we're talking about here is, Dooley, what are you eating cheese for? You ought to get your bowels of... Oh, shit.
I don't know that that's her problem. What were you guys battling over this cheese? You wanted the protein. Is that correct, Karen?
I wanted the protein. I simply was going to make dinner for my husband and my brother-in-law. That's all I was going to do. Well, we needed protein. We've got three growing boys. You ever heard of that? Yes, I raised two daughters, thank you very much, and a stepson. So I know all about raising children. And Jerry's living with us, my brother-in-law, who's 46, going on two.
I want to talk to Mr. Henry when I get a chance.
You talk to Mr. Henry over my dead body. That's what you... Listen, this is how she talks to her family. Do you love it?
All right, so what I'm seeing here and what I'm hearing is you guys had... And what, did this fight... Did you have a fight or what happened?
We did not have a fight. We simply grabbed the same block of Gouda. And I told... I know the manager at Brunson's. I know Jack Benedictine. And Jack came over and said, Ms. Dooley's one of my regular customers. He made... He took a look at Karen and figured her for like a street person or something. He was very rude, Mr. Henry. We were there to get the cheese. Okay, we were there to get some groceries. Right, well, Jack... marked you for some street woman. We got the Gouda, and I said, and may I have also the block of cheddar? And that was the last two blocks. Now, they did have string cheese, and you like that, don't you, Jerry?
I like string cheese. So long.
Never mind, that's enough. But can I speak, Mr. Henry?
Go ahead.
So this is the freak show that I'm talking to in the market. And
was the brother there?
You better believe your hind end I was there. I was talking to that lady.
Go ahead, Bobby, I'm sorry. Thank you. So in comes the Deauvilles. They try to grab the Gouda and the cheddar. And I said, cheese is mine. Every time there's cheese, I get it. And she said, what are you talking? That's when Jack Benedictine came over.
What does that mean, cheese is mine? Every time there's cheese, I get it.
Everyone at Bruner's, Jack Benedictine and the assistant manager, Mel Bedorn, all of them know the Dooleys get cheese. The Dooleys get cheese.
Yeah, the Dooleys get cheese. Because my wife, we need the protein.
All right. First of all, there's a very disgusting conversation we're having about whether you guys wipe. Are you...
Mr. Henry, we take regular showers after we use the toilet, okay?
Why are you not using the toilet paper?
Because we don't...
We don't want to run out of it, man. Don't you hear too good?
Yeah. We hear great, Dooley. That's a really bizarre... If you got all the toilet paper, start using it.
And that was my point exactly, Mr. Henry. I said, what are you doing with cheese? Are you trying to block yourselves up? So you never... I said, you know what? Maybe that's a good idea. So you'll be blocked up, and you'll never...
And you'll never take a dump.
All right, I'm going to put you guys on hold, Karen, if you don't get that brother-in-law under control, all right?
I'm off. Larry, do something with Jerry.
Come on over here, Jerry. Look, at see a nice shiny thing.
See, this is what I mean. And they were in the market.
All right. First of all, number one, Bobby, you and food, and you, this is not the first time that...
Wait. What is this? You're going to lecture me? I know I'm in the right.
Well, you know what? We've got an opinion here, too, Dooley. You got into a fist fight over Y2K.
You did. You got into a fight over water. Right, when it was Y2K?
So what? Phil, no one gets between a dog and his mate. And you don't get between me and feeding my family.
Jesus.
What was that about?
What a freak. That's right. Between me and feeding my family. And this woman did.
All right, so you got the Gouda cheese. You got the cheddar cheese. You're going to be now blocked up. So I guess that's a good thing, Karen.
Well, that may be a good thing. And that may well... But I was very put out by the fact... that this woman pulled rank or whatever. She went, she got the manager of the store.
You ain't got the manager of the store.
Shut it up. Larry.
Okay, come here for a minute, Jerry. What do you want, Larry? Look, see that? Look out that window. What are you doing?
He just gagged him for a minute.
Gagged him with what?
Don't worry.
What did he gag him with?
It's all right, Mr. Henry. I've just put my hand over his mouth, so he'll shut up. I've got a cookie in it, so he's eating it. It's an Oreo.
That's why we keep Jerry from, you know. Is this guy, this brother-in-law of yours, is he, like, retarded or something?
Yeah, it sounds like he's retarded.
You know who sounds retarded? Is that husband of yours? Okay.
All right, ladies, just knock it off. So, Bobby, you got your Gouda cheese. You're going to go home. You made the cheese for you and your sons, and that's not going to really help you in terms of evacuating your bowels, but who cares? You've got plenty of toilet paper, and I guess you've been doing fine.
We've been doing fine, Mr. Henry. I don't like the open discussion of how Steve and I evacuate, okay?
You brought it up, Bobby. You're the one with the whatever that was. You know, you don't wipe. You were on Instagram. I saw the entire post.
Maybe we ought to play that post, bud.
Oh, what do you want to do that for Christ? Oh,
Hold on. Bud Dickman?
Yeah, I've got to pull up the post right now. I have Bobby Dooley on Instagram.
Here is Bobby Dooley. This is a post from Bobby Dooley. I don't know. When was this, Bud?
Probably sometime yesterday.
This is Bobby Dooley speaking from the clubhouse at Western States.
Hi, everyone. It's Bobby Dooley from the Western States Homeowners Association. I'm here in our clubhouse. There's no one here because everyone's locked down and quarantined. And that's what Steve and I have done. We've quarantined and locked down, and we're sheltering in place. So those are the three things. Also, people want to know why we're quarantining. Because we hoarded toilet paper because we thought people were running out, so we didn't use any. So we've got a lot of toilet paper, and we also hoarded water because everybody else was doing it, so why shouldn't we? And we also haven't used water on account of we're hoarding it. So we haven't wiped or bathed, and I know that sounds, well, it is kind of gross. That's why we're quarantining, because the stink, not, I shouldn't say stink, because I really don't stink.
Hold on, Bobby.
The stench. It's a corrosive stench, and so we'll come out from underneath it soon.
Oh my God, Mr. Right there, you heard what she said. She admitted to the corrosiveness of it. And
but I don't know what this has to do with the cheese. You know, what has that got to do with cheese?
Nothing. We got the cheese. She's afraid I'm going to be constipated. Well, isn't that what you want? You know.
All right, you guys and your cheese and your everything about you, Bobby, is all wrong.
That is absolutely the truth. You with the wipe and the...
You know what? I don't let any sucker like you, Mr. Henry, get between a dog and...
And I know, and his meat. You feed your family, you get all the cheese you want, you get blocked up, and give the toilet paper away.
Why don't you do that? Yeah, you gotta give it to the needy, you know?
Give it to the needy? Oh, yeah, here's a poor man. Here, have some toilet paper. Do you know what he'd do? He'd pull me from the car and beat me. Beat me right there in the alleyway where he lives. You know?
Yeah, okay. Karen, thank you very much for joining us on the program today.
Oh, Karen, aren't you going to say thank you to me?
Hold on, Bobby. Karen, thank you very much for joining us on the program today.
Well, Phil, we love your program. I just thought you should know that I had the confrontation, and the
manager came along and gave you your cheese, Bobby, so you're living large, right?
Yes, as a matter of fact, and we're going to be living a lot larger when I prepare these cheese sandwiches on white bread, okay, and it really stops us up. And then you can have your toilet paper. What about that?
All right, so you agree to release the toilet paper once you get so constipated from your white bread and cheese sandwiches. Is that what you just said?
God damn, man.
What kind of brains have you got?
That's exact. Because you people have pissed me off. Excuse my language. Thank you very much.
Well, you can't hang up. You know that.
Ha 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 ha. La 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 la.
I just hung up on Karen, though. All right, so Bobby Dooley with us here from the Western States Homeowners Association. And I can tell you this right now, Bobby, you've made yourself no friends here today.
Mr. Henry, ask me if I care. What I care most about are my husband... Is my husband, well, what I care most about are my husband and is my sons, right?
Is my husband and my sons.
Yes, and that they get their protein. And if that means that I shove cheese into their faces until time itself stops and they never do what you do, what you're supposed to do.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Do what you gotta do until forever, then I know I've done my job. As a mother.
So in other words, if your husband and sons...
Don't play it back to me, General.
No, wait. If your husbands and sons never take another dump, you've done your job.
Yes.
All right.
You know what? Thank you for having... I was gonna say something smart, but I want you to...
Thank you very much, Bobby.
You know, it sounded to me like she wanted to lock out with something nice.
I don't care. Thank you very much, Bobby and Steve and all the rest. I think there's something wrong with that woman. If she's hoarding toilet paper, then she's eating cheese. And by the way, the Deauvilles sounded, other than the fact they've got that one, you know.
Well, that brother, what's the story with that family? We've got to know.
You know what? I don't know. What are you asking me for?
A lot of people fill right in and say it's very inappropriate. They don't know about a woman traveling with her husband and her husband's brother. What's that about?
I don't judge. I don't think there's anything wrong there. I think it's probably that, but you got the story right.
Yeah, his wife, Jerry, the brother, his wife died.
Yeah, his wife died, so he's like, you know.
So they're traveling with him.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, hold on for a minute. His wife died 10 years ago.
Yeah, and they've been on the road for 10 years.
Yeah.
They've been on the road for 10 years. Wait a minute, wait. They're traveling around for 10 years.
Get a gizmine off it. Gizmine off it.
They're trying to forget. Trying to forget? What? Never mind.
Forget it, Phil, okay? It's Chinatown, Phil. Forget it.
Oh, okay.
Good luck out, though.
World famous Phil Henry Show.
Oh, you're just all jealous because I got a good one off.
That's not the first good one you got off. The first one was after you had coffee and...
Will you shut up, man? We'll be right back, Phil Henry Show.
This is the Phil Henry Show, live from the El... Well, not really live. It was live from the El Pacifico in Southern California. I'm Bruce Peterbaugh.
Now, we have our coronavirus special, you know.
Well, yes. Now, I don't think you should call it that.
Phil, don't call it the God. When you call it the coronavirus special, you're just begging for trouble.
Yeah, I don't think.
Well, did we get complaints?
No, we didn't get complaints, but...
Butt complaints?
What?
No, go ahead.
We didn't get complaints. Yeah, I said butt complaint. I didn't mean butt complaints. I mean...
Talk about a butt complaint. Will you guys get to it?
Yeah, fine. We didn't get any complaints.
We didn't get complaints, but we thought it might be something to bring to your attention.
All right, well, we originally called it the coronavirus promotion. We just called it... We're calling it the quarantine sale. 15% off... on our subscriptions, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. No, wait a minute.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's the month of the year, do you?
You're right. I'm 15% off any one-year subscription that you buy. So that is ordinarily 15% off is what, man? It's $5 and what is it?
Yeah, it comes out to... I got it. It comes out to... I'm going to
just let somebody do it. I'll do it. It comes out...
It comes out what? Like diarrhea is what it comes out? No, I've got it.
I've got it, Mark. It comes out to $67.99 a year with the 15% off, because it's $79.99, right?
Yeah, that's right, $79.99, the monthly $9.99, you know.
Well, you guys knock it off with the $9.99.
Well, you're the guy that started. Anyway, and then it come out.
Oh, my God. You sound like a Gloyd on skates.
Wait a minute, Margaret. It comes out to $5.58 a month.
How about that? $5.58?
Yeah, that's the average.
$5.58 a month. For the 15% off on the ding-dong quarantine special we're running right now. First 100 sales, though, man, it's cut off after that. So make sure you get a backstage pass, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, as fast as you possibly humanly can while we have our big quarantine sale of 15% off an annual subscription right now. Hi, Greg Applebaum, every night, 9 to midnight, here on WANUS, because we believe in the U.S., in A-N-U-S. There's a W that comes before that. I should read the copy as it's written and not freelance, shouldn't I? Anyway, we talk about some of the big, big topics of the day. What is on your mind these days? We want to know. What are you thinking about, huh? I'm thinking about baseball. I'm thinking about hamburgers. I'm thinking about, well, my beautiful girlfriend. I'm thinking about a lot of things. What's going on? This is about boring time, isn't it? And what's that? Coronavirus. What?
Greg Applebaum, evenings on WANUS.
Yeah, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California on this Monday the 30th of March, 2020. So Art Griego is going to join us, and, you know, a lot of people are saying I'm nuts, and some people are saying ain't that cool, and there's all kinds of opinions in between, but on the 12th of April, I'm going to take off on a jet plane.
And you're going to go see Jackie in Florida.
Yes, I'm going to go see Jackie in Florida. And on the line with us is Art Griego from the Santa Monica Airport. Now, Art is there. He's got a couple of planes there. As you know, Art is a retired commercial pilot and has been, at least for us, has been a great resource when it comes to aviation. I want to talk to Art about that, about flying with this, you know, situation, this whole coronavirus thing. Art, I imagine that things are just like shut down out there, man.
You know, yeah, there's not a lot of planes flying, Phil. The airports are really, I mean, our hangar here is busy today because we've got some guys working on different projects, but I'll tell you, the airports are shut, the airports are not shut down, I should say, but the airports are empty, and...
You know, this is General Shaw, I wanted to ask you something, Art, in terms of the airports being empty, and are the flights, how many, are they canceling flights?
I don't know, I mean, I don't know anything about the commercial... airlines, but well, you're going to be flying on the 12th of April. I think that's when President what's his name again?
President Trump.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a lot on my mind. That's when President Trump said that it would be safe.
But he doesn't know that for sure.
Yeah, he doesn't know that for sure. So, Phil, are you going out there based on that, Phil? Not really. No, I didn't hear him say that. We canceled once and then rescheduled, and that's kind of what we're doing, you know.
Well, I mean, it sounds romantic. Phil, I'm the first guy to fall in love. Of all the people you know, I'd be the first guy to fall in love with the first woman that walks by. I just go, I'm in love, you know. So I love love like nobody you know. And I would give my life for any woman that I loved. I would. And I would go to the ends of the earth. I think love is great. And I think what you're doing is very romantic. And I would do the same thing.
You would, but I hear there's a...
It sounds like there's a butt there.
Well, yeah, there is a butt there. It's wherever my girlfriend is. That's the butt.
Yeah, okay, but what in terms of the sentence?
Did you hear that? But what? You know?
Hey, Art, we're asking a question.
Art, I'm sorry. Look, there's nobody... I'm second to none.
I know, you're second to none when it comes to romance.
Right. But, I mean, come on. You're trying to tell me you're going to risk contracting coronavirus?
No, I am not going to risk contracting coronavirus. No, I am not.
Well, how do you know you're not going to?
Because I'm going to take every precaution. Because, first of all, yes, I'm going to be traveling from the relative comfort and confines of the El Pacifico out here into more populous areas. I will have a respirator mask. I understand about masks that they're not 100%. I also will be taking the usual precautions in terms of washing my hands.
Okay, and now let's talk about this. Let's talk about the airplane. You get inside that, you've got a pilot who already he's a good pilot, but he doesn't understand aerodynamics or why the plane flies, and now he's on his mind is the whole coronavirus.
Would you knock that off, Griego, with the whole the pilot doesn't understand how to fly? I think we figured out by now, yes, he does.
Oh, well, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know that you were a pilot. I thought you were in the Army. I didn't know you were in the Army Air Corps. Maybe you were in, what's that called? Maybe you were in that flying circus that guy from World War One had, huh? Flying the biplane.
Telling you what we've already found out, this whole thing about pilots don't know about aerodynamics is ridiculous.
All right, well, I don't know who you're talking to.
All right, look at Art. Enough with why airplanes fly. If you don't get it, that's fine.
I'm not the only one.
All right, you're not the only pilot that doesn't understand why the plane flies, yet they fly them every day.
Yeah, that's what I've been telling you.
All right. Now we cut to Phil Henry gets on the plane. Whether or not the pilot knows how to... He knows how to fly.
Yes, he knows how to fly. He just doesn't know why it flies.
And all right, and now he's thinking about coronavirus.
Yeah, he may be. I mean, the pilots get checked out. I'm sure a lot of them have been tested. But you're going to be sitting on that plane, flying into the great... Look, I am second to none.
I know. When it comes to romance... You're a romantic guy.
Let me give an example, Phil. When I met my wife, I took her out to dinner one night, and her ex-husband was there. And he was talking to her like, hey, baby. And I said, you know, I'm going to step in between this and break this up. That woman, at the time, she was my fiancée.
Okay.
And I'm going to step right in there and tell him to bug off. And he's going, hey, baby, how you doing? And then she's, oh, hey, Hank, or whatever, and talking to him. And you know what? I said, just forget it. Because, you know what, I would do anything for my wife.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What's with the uh-huh and the yeah?
So far, you're telling me, you know, you would do anything for your wife or any woman that you love?
Yes, I would. I would do anything for any woman that I loved. But it just so happens that that time...
That time you just went ahead and let the husband talk to her. Well, what was threatening about that?
Yeah, I mean, what was bad about it?
Well, he's talking very inappropriately to her. He was saying... Man, you're real grown up tonight, honey. And how about you and I take off? The Blue Moon Motel is just up the road 2 miles. We could get the guy to turn off the neon sign. Nobody will be any the wiser. Stuff like that. And she's going, hee, 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 hee. And I said, you know what? I'm going to break this up right now. And I started to get up off my bar stool. And then I sat back down. And I said, you know what? No. Go ahead. Have your fun. Have your jollies. Art Griego will still be here when the light goes back on at the Blue Moon Motel.
So in other words, he was... What? You're saying...
What are you talking about?
You're saying it would be okay if the guy took her to the Blue Moon Motel. You'll still be there?
He's not gonna... I knew he wasn't gonna. I knew that much.
Well, then why did you... Were you talking to yourself?
I was talking to myself and the bartender. The bartender said, is that your wife? I said, no, it's my fiancée. She's talking to her ex-husband. And he's talking about her rear end, and he's talking about...
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. What are you talking about?
I think it was... That was her ex-husband, don't you think he'd know? And the bartender's like, you know, the guy was too busy. I said, I'm fine with it. But if he steps over the line...
What would you call stepping over the line?
You know well
you know what? You
take it easy, Art. Maybe you need a drink.
I quit. Thank you. You know full well what I mean. He'd step over the line.
If he took her to the Blue Moon Motel and did what?
Had sex with her.
Well, you said when the light goes back on at the Blue Moon Motel, you'll be there.
Don't I have to determine whether they had sex or not?
Oh, man. I gotta tell you, Art, no wonder you drink.
I don't drink anymore.
When did you quit?
This morning.
Okay, Art, thank you very much. Thanks for the advice.
Phil, I thought you wanted advice on... You're asking me, should you fly? Of course you should fly. If you love the woman, you should go through hell and back to get to her.
Kind of like you did, man, when the that night went... Thanks very much, Art. Nice to talk to you. And I guess we'll be talking to you after the light goes on at the Blue Moon Motel, though. You'll be very busy, huh?
I'll be busy after the light goes on.
That's when you'll go get your fiancé.
Oh, yeah, that's right. When the light goes on at the Blue Moon Motel, and I'll be...
Jeez, God. You know, I'm not one of those cornball guys.
No, hold on. That's what we have to address. Forget about Art Griego. Who got him to come on the show?
I did, because Mr. Henry's flying, and Mr. Henry always said every time we have aviation topic to get Mr. Griego.
Well, that's true. But he doesn't have any information.
He's not a commercial pilot.
That's right. But I thought he might know some people.
Well, I mean, they're flying. The flights that are flying, and when they don't fly, they don't fly. That's all there is to it. And, you know, because you get an email.
I get regular updates from Delta Airlines. They're flying still.
Well, why are you not concerned, Phil?
I didn't say I wasn't concerned. I'm taking the precautions one should take. I don't know, man.
Well, what precautions? Okay, so you're wiping things down, and you're going to fly in this fuselage, and you're taking a connecting flight in Atlanta. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to hear this one.
Wait a minute, General.
No, you got to hear this. Phil's going to connect in Atlanta. He's got to change planes. Walk through an airport with people breathing on it.
Holy Christ.
Yeah, man, then you go down to Fort Lauderdale. I mean, they all had them spring breakers down there.
They had all those spring break kids breathing on each other. Whoo!
Anyway, folks.
And you're doing it for love. Ain't that romantic? And Phil, when they find you in an iron lung...
Hey, man, take it easy.
Well, you know something? I did it. This is what you'll sound like, Phil. You'll be saying, I'm gonna... For love.
Woo!
Ain't that funny?
Well, that's what it's going to be.
Good God, Phil.
No, 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 no. 1,000 times no. I'm going to look into it. Who's been flying across the country? Who's been traveling? A lot of people are traveling, man. A lot of people are still traveling.
I doubt it. People are sheltering in place. They're quarantining. They're locking down. And they're sheltering in place. You know?
Yeah, and they're sheltering in place.
Uh-huh. They're sheltering in place.
Watch it, General. When you get angry, you go the opposite of Butch.
Don't piss me off, Phil, because people are sheltering in place.
May I leave? Because I sure don't like being laughed at.
No, we're ending the show, okay?
For good?
No,
for today.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much, General Shaw, for that fantastic, groovy-ass assessment of what's going down. You dig me?
Well, look, Phil, as we get closer to the 12th, we'll talk Phil out of it.
No, I don't think so. World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for the what?
For the executive produce.
Yeah, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for the executive...
For Siempre Incorporated.
Yeah, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved. Is that Sandra Locke in that movie, The Heart is a Lonely Hunter?
Yes, and she's not wearing underwear. All right.
Yes, she is. She's wearing shorts. Phil Henry, executive produced by Siempre. Never mind.
On podcast one. You're trumpeting hate and you don't play fair.